This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today. The Livestock Information Center's director and senior agricultural economist, Caitlin McCulloch, is concerned about what poor conditions will mean for beef cow numbers down the road.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but this year's U.S. pasture and range conditions are worse than they were last year, which is maybe tough to believe and disheartening, but it has moved around a little bit, much more centered on the southern plains, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, just excessive dryness over that. We haven't seen a ton of lightweight placements and feedlots yet, but that's probably coming. Mostly we've seen it on the cow side and just an extreme number of cows being liquidated. That's actually boosted our total beef production by the sheer number of cows that are moving through the slaughter. And so from a perspective of what does that do to the calf crop, what are we looking at on July 1 or January 1? You're probably looking at a pretty big decline at this point. Hay isn't going to get any cheaper, and unless you get timely rains, pasture and range conditions are in a pretty dire situation already, and we're not even to June yet. We're not even through the hottest part of the year. The La Nina forecast still very much part of the picture and a little worrisome. Unfortunately, it's a fairly bleak outlook.
While prices may move lower this year because of the increase of beef cattle slaughter, even tighter supplies next year, among several other factors, could move prices higher. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm Corinne LaRue.